This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Philip Bishop is a self-professed gaming geek. He grew up on games like Zork, one of the earliest interactive computer games, and Arkham Horror, an adventure board game based on the stories of writer H.P. Lovecraft.
Almost all of my critical thinking skills came from playing games when I was a child.
All that thinking paid off. Bishop is now a visiting professor teaching philosophy courses in USF's Honors College. But he and his friends still get together to play games. USF graduate teaching assistant Alan Shaw says it was during one such session when the group began discussing making a board game out of their high school experiences.
That spilled into, well, how would we do that? How would you make in a game getting through the hallways, getting to your classroom, just getting through the day? And that turned into, oh, well, that mechanic would work perfectly. Why isn't someone writing this down?
Within 2 hours, they had a game board, character ideas, and the beginning of a set of rules, the basic ingredients for what became high school, the game of surviving public education. The game combines elements of both board and card games. Players assume the part of a choir geek, computer nerd, or similar stereotypical roles, ones that Bishop and Shaw, who attended high school together, admit hit close to home.
One of the members of our staff was that choir geek, you know. The bespectacled computer geek was definitely one of us.
I notice how you say members of our staff without actually naming names, identifying yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get which one you are.
Players take part in smaller games that resemble an average high school day, navigating the halls, going to different classes, lunch, and so on. Instead of dice, they use cards to take them on their way.
Each card has two abilities on it. Yeah. One ability is sort of the ability that you can use on yourself or a friend of yours to advance your GPA in some way, shape, or form. And the other one is a bullying ability.
Bullying includes such things as sticking another player in a locker or beating a classmate with a dodgeball, thereby taking their focus off of learning. At the same time, players can evade bullies by heading to the nurse's office or using a hall pass. Such moves help boost a player's grade point average, which Bishop and Shaw say is the point of the game.
It's not a bullying game. It's a high school simulator. And we wanted to get the message out that you're supposed to get good grades. That's one of the fun things that playing with a game like this is we can actually embed a message in it.
In a game that's about just getting through the day, the student that goes out of their way to make everyone else's life difficult is always going to lose, is always going to do far, far worse than everybody else.
While it's designed as a party game for adults to relive their high school experiences, or rewrite them, at least briefly, Shaw sees how real-life high schoolers could benefit from playing it.
Being a part of a high school community, working to ensure your education is solid, valuing that over bullying, that's definitely something, a message that you could communicate through this game.
But their real target audience, and the whole point behind the game, not to make money or as an academic project, is to give something fun to the kind of young people they were. The gaming geeks who spent their time together in game shops, forming lifelong friendships while escaping reality for a little while.
I think that these games and other games like them, they're a safety net. They help kids have that chance to deal with the unfortunate trauma that happens sometimes as a part of high school experiences.
The group has formed a company, Garrison Games, and is raising funds through the Kickstarter website for a small initial print run of High School the Game. To get a look at their work, visit the University Beat link on our webpage, wusf.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.